Get ready to hear the truth about America. A new show that isn't allergic to the facts. The Bold Conservative. Now, here's your host, James Ledbetter.
All right. I have a question for you. Since the Minneapolis Police Department didn't want to offend African Americans, they allowed them to burn down their precinct. They have nothing under control. Or ask yourself this, do they want to control it? That's the question that people are asking today. That's the answer. Everybody wants this answer. So, this is what happened. Let me be clear. What the police did was absolutely wrong. Once the man was subdued, they should have, I mean, the man had rights. I mean, let me be clear. The man had rights, and his rights were violated. Most conservatives are against what the police did to that poor man. Now, and I send my condolences to George Floyd's family and friends. However, I'm wanting to know why the police department has stood down to the point that they allowed rioters to burn down the precinct. Really? You allowed rioters to burn down your precinct. What does that show in the world about America? So the peaceful rioters in Minneapolis to demand justice that has already been served in the police killing of a black man just got more peaceful. Rather than offend black rioters who are grieving that the Target store has been picked clean, Minneapolis police have let the unruly mob burn down their precinct station. And this is coming out of Fox News. This is what Fox News reported. The 3rd Precinct Police Station in Minneapolis was set ablaze Thursday night as violent protesters continued in the city and other cities across the U.S. following Monday's death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody. Rioters broke into the precinct around 10 p.m. local time. So, get that. The rioters broke into the precinct, folks. They broke into a police station. Nothing happened to them. I'm sure there's video of who did it. Why aren't they going after these people? Okay. After police on the rooftop previously tried to disperse a gathering crowd around or using flashbangs, shots and tear gas, according to reports. The rioters entered the building and sparked the fire after police officers on the roof were rescued by helicopters. So not only do you have arson, you have attempted murder, and then you have attempted murder of police officers. Once again, let me be clear. What happened to George is egregious. What happened to George Floyd should never, ever happen. The police were fired, and yes, they should be prosecuted. But nothing that the rioters are doing is justifying George Floyd. To get justice for George Floyd, you have to go through the proper channels. Burning down targets, burning down police stations is not going to do it. Just like the last Americans leaving Vietnam as Saigon falls to the communists, these people, burned down, and the reports are coming out left and right, that the people that are setting these things on fire are not even from Minneapolis. They're not even from Minnesota. They were shipped in gangs and groups in order to do this. Now, two wrongs don't make a right, folks. Nothing that's going on is justifying George Floyd. Karen Scullin of Fox 9 says, Minneapolis is burning again. Here is, and she posted a video. The video shows them setting the police station on fire. She says, no sign of National Guard. I'll put up more pics and vids, she said. Where's the National Guard? More importantly, where is Ilhan Omar? She's not condemning this, she's condoning this. She's condoning all of these burnings. She literally, in public, condemned using rubber bullets to subdue the rioters. How else are the police supposed to get a hold of this situation? Okay, so Fox News reported this. This is what Fox News 9 said. The city of Minneapolis is calling on rioters to move away from the 3rd precinct due to the threat of an explosion. In a tweet, the city said there are unconfirmed reports that gas lines have been cut and say that there are other explosives in the building. So this is the best that the police could do, was more, hey, get away from our burning building. We know you set our burning building on fire. But please, for your safety, step away from the building. This is ridiculous, folks. This is ridiculous. What do we pay these police to do? What do we pay Ilhan Omar to do? What do we pay the governor of Minnesota to do? To sit by and allow these things to happen? This is ridiculous. Wow. And I'm just in awe. So, get this. Guess who decides to head that way? The Reverend Al Sharpton. He's no reverend. He's no preacher. He's no Christian. He is a race pimp. He's a race baiter. And this is what he tweeted. Headed to Minneapolis today. If all of this seems hopeless, fear not. Here comes Al Sharpton to save the day. To help the country be even more divided than they were before. See, this is why I'm wondering, was this all staged? Because you have all of this going on and nobody doing anything about it. Nobody caring. I mean, where's the left to condemn this? Where's, and the right's condemning every bit of this. From beginning to end, from the way the police handled that man, George Floyd, to the riots, to the burning of small businesses, it all is wrong. Absolutely wrong. And what are we supposed to do about it? What are we as Americans supposed to say about this? Are we supposed to say, hey, so many businesses have to go under because of all of these people that decided that they wanted to burn down Minnesota, burn down Minneapolis. Why? What is this? What? That's the question you should be asking yourself, dear listeners. What good is this? Are these riots doing anybody? It's not doing anybody any good. And reports are saying that people have died during these riots. So we're going to take more lives over one life? One life. George Floyd, who did not deserve to die. Okay, we get it. We stand with you on that. Us as conservatives stand with African Americans on that front. Absolutely not. And it doesn't matter what color the police officer was. And it doesn't matter what color George Floyd was. Either way, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't have been done. We stand with you. Period. So, all officers involved were fired. And even every agency from city to federal are investigating this situation. President Trump spoke up. He didn't like what he saw. He said, absolutely, FBI needs to expedite this situation. Expedite this investigation, which means put it on the front burner. We need to find out why the police did this and who they thought they were doing this. But in the same sense, we need to find out why the police are standing down in order not to offend African Americans. Minneapolis police let rioters burn down their building. How insane is this getting, folks? This isn't the same America that... Do you remember America when we were growing up? Everybody got along. Race, I don't even remember ever being confronted with any sort of racism whatsoever. I'm not saying that it didn't exist. I'm just saying I didn't see any. None. None of my family members were being racist towards anybody. Everybody cared about everybody in my life. All of a sudden, here you go. 2015 rolls around. 2014, 2013, the Baltimore riots. Answer this. If you don't answer anything else, please answer this. By you burning down Target, who are you hurting? Obviously, you're not hurting the police because they let you burn down their precinct with them on the roof. That's insane. And nobody's doing anything about this. Nobody's trying to lock these people up. Nobody's trying to put these people in prison. They're letting people out of prison because of the COVID-19. The fear of spreading COVID-19. But we're going to allow people to burn down government buildings that we paid for, that we as citizens paid for. Tell me how crazy that is. Half of the people that's burning this stuff down never paid anything, never paid any money. They get government welfare checks. What else do they get? Think about it. How many of these people actually have jobs? How many of these people actually work for what they have? None. Because they had the time to travel from other states to visit Minneapolis just to burn it down. Insanity. Complete and utter insanity. And the only one that seems to care is President Trump. Where are the Democrats condemning this? They don't want to offend black people? Well, what about black people offending us by burning down our country? Does that not matter? Does that not count? Ask yourself this, folks. What are the Democrats doing to condemn this stuff? The only ones that are trying to condemn any bit of this is the Republicans. And there's not a single Republican that I know that condones what the police did to George Floyd. There's not a single Republican that I know that does not condemn that. There's not a single Republican that I know that is not condemning these riots. So, in order to get justice, we have to offend somebody. We have to offend some community, you see, because we can't let this keep happening. We can't let, whenever somebody's offended, run around and burn down buildings, other people's property. Sure, these people probably had insurance, but that's not the point. It cost us even more. It cost us even more in everything. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I thank you all for listening. Tune in each day as we get down to the nitty-gritty. I thank you all for listening. And we'll see you all Monday.